The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening and welcome to the National Intel Report. I'm your host, Steve Elkins, and today's date is March 20th, 2023. It is the first day of spring. Welcome to spring. I like spring. Spring's nice. Actually, do I know a difference down here in Florida? Our weather is, it's different. It's different. I'm not complaining. I like it. We got a little bit of a breeze, so it'd be nicer to be along the water, but I decided not to do that because of hurricanes. So I'm stuck in the middle of Florida, and yeah, I'm okay with that. Well, I just found out in the last 2 minutes how I can make Julie cry. She's my producer tonight here. She's a woman of many talents, and all you got to do is just compliment Julie, and she says, I'll cry. We love you, Julie. Thank you for being here tonight, taking over for Michael tonight. But I said to her, John would be so proud of you and your learning curve in this job. He really would be. And we are lucky to have her, and lucky to have Sam and Michael also. A great team to be working with here tonight. But Julie, don't cry. Just stick with your job tonight. Don't cry. Interesting times. Well, we had some stuff going on Saturday, didn't we? We had a little bit of a protest in Washington, D.C. here, which was a very, very poor turnout to stop the funding of aid to Ukraine in this proxy war against Russia. It really is not going to go anywhere, unfortunately. And across the pond there, you had the French people, citizens rising up against Emmanuel Macron. Evidently, he squandered away or pissed away their pension funds. And now he wants to raise the age to retirement from 62 to 64. So they got a little riot on their hands there, looking to oust him and his entire cabinet. Interesting times. And of course, we have a bank collapse. Number one, two, three. I think we're up to five now, five bank closures. Not looking good. But this is all part of the design plan, the purpose of Klaus Schwab and the Great Reset, and that means going to a digital currency. What else we got going on here? Oh, some big news tomorrow. Big news tomorrow. I'm surprised it wasn't today since the first day of spring, but Donald Trump is predicting that he will be arrested on Tuesday for paying hush money, or maybe it's campaign finance violations. Nobody seems to know if it's the hush money or it's tied into campaign finance violations, but no one is saying much on this, that what the charges really will be, but he's going to be arrested, taken out in handcuffs, and put into the orange jumpsuit and taken away on Tuesday. That's his prediction. I wondered why not today on the first day of spring. It's a good time to get arrested on the first day of spring here. You know, the leaves are coming out. The weather's changing. It's nice and warm. It's a good day to arrest Donald Trump. But now we're going to wait for Tuesday for some reason. This is major history making. You know, I'm not a Trump fan, but this is major history making. You get a former president being led out of his home in handcuffs, and the mainstream media probably already camped out there ready to go at his Mar-a-Lago home, all with the cameras already polished, ready to go, and all the personnel can't wait to get that first shot of Donald Trump having the handcuffs slapped on him, a SWAT team coming to serve him the warrant and to take him away. Interesting. Very scripted. Very scripted. This will be a major breakthrough in the news. You're going to be watching some TV program. They'll break into Gilligan's Island, or you'll be watching the Andy Griffith Show or the Golden Girls. And then suddenly, major breaking news. What's going on? Donald Trump's being arrested, Mar-a-Lago. You know, he's coming out in the handcuffs here. And, of course, the media will really just, you know, go right with that story here. It's pretty amazing. The whole thing is scripted. And the bottom line is to destroy his reputation in the public eye. Not that he hasn't done that already, but to further destroy his reputation in the public eye. Personally, I think you know how I feel about this guy. I'm sorry. I try to look in the good in all people if I can, and I'm just not a Trump loyalist, a Trump fan. I don't particularly like Donald Trump. I see him as a silver spoon who has received entitlements his entire life. He is the equivalent of royalty in this country just because of his wealth. He's not alone. Bill Gates, Elon Musk, a long list of wealthy, special interest royalty in this country that buy their way out of almost all their troubles. Today, it was interesting that the mainstream media asked Florida Governor Ron DeSantis if he had any comments on the possible arrest of Donald Trump. Hold on a second. Excuse me. I got a dog whining here. I got to get her out of my office. Hey, let's go. Let's go. Oh, Jesus. I apologize for that. You know, you get kids, and then you get the kids out of the house. So what do? You make a mistake, and you get animals. You get dogs to replace your kids, and they can be a pain in the butt sometimes too. So Ron DeSantis is asked about his comments on the possible arrest of Donald Trump on Tuesday, and he goes into the mainstream media. At least I won't say mainstream media. The real America's Voice is pretty much why I watch, and also maybe Newsmax a little bit, but they kind of came down hard on Governor Ron DeSantis, saying he's a little wishy-washy here. He's kind of watching both sides here. He's not taking a real stand. But what Ron DeSantis did say, he mentions that the prosecutor is a Soros-funded prosecutor who has weaponized his office. Yeah, I believe that. He said, I'm not sure of the charges, the hush money, and Stormy Daniels. I'm not sure all about that situation, how that works. But they really came down hard on him. Steve Bannon came down hard on him. John Fredericks of Real America's Voice came down hard on him. And I didn't appreciate that. I really didn't appreciate it. First of all, let's analyze really, as they kept calling DeSantis the weasel, and even John Fredericks calling him the weasel and also referring to him as a Trojan horse. We've always known he's a Trojan horse. Of course, they brought in Mike Lindell, and Mike Lindell said, oh, he's a Trojan horse. Slamming our governor down here, who was pushed back really hard against all the Biden mandates. So he's not perfect, but I think he's done a pretty dang good job of pushing back against the tyranny of the Biden administration. But again, they're going after him, calling his response a weasel response. But let's refresh your memory here just a little bit here. Donald Trump suggesting that Ron DeSantis was a pedophile. That was probably about a month ago. So why in the hell would Ron DeSantis bat for Donald Trump right now after being called a pedophile? And why would he do that? You know, you slander me, defamation of character, you slander me, my name, and now you want me to stand here and bat for you and because we're the same party, just because we're Republicans? Sorry, it doesn't work that way. Doesn't work that way. I thought that was one of the lowest blows I think Donald Trump has ever done. I think that's lower than any Democrat has ever gone to suggest and call somebody a pedophile. I think that's terrible. Just to get his numbers to go down and possibly get his numbers to go up. Let's talk about who is the weasel. That's kind of a weasel thing to do. Really? You got elected because of me. Everything's because of me, Donald Trump. I'm the greatest man on this planet. Everything I touch turns to gold. Yeah, that's why you got bailed out on four or five bankruptcies, because everything you touch turns to gold. No, that's not true. You're not this big you're not this big business giant, okay? The mental giant. You have failures. You've had a lot of failures. You've simply pushed them off to the corporate side and not your own personal individual bankruptcies. You're smart enough to know how to separate the two, corporate versus your personal. But you're not this mental giant, and we should not worship you. Sorry, I don't. I'm not going to be part of the red wearing hats and the Make America Great again. I believe in the mission of making America great, but I really don't want to go in that direction here, because I see too many of the followers of Donald Trump who wear that hat who will not recognize when Donald Trump does something very stupid. When he does something very stupid, please be honest enough to acknowledge what you just said was very stupid, to call the Florida governor a pedophile. Steve Bannon the same way. Steve Bannon worked for Donald Trump, but he cannot call it fair and square to saying, you know what, that really was a boneheaded move you just made. That was a stupid thing to say. You know, be an advisor to him. If you're going to be an advisor, be an intelligent advisor to the guy. But when he does something stupid, please be honest enough to point it out. And let's go to Mike Lindell. Here, Mike Lindell is, Donald Trump, he's the guy. Well, Mike Lindell, Donald Trump crapped on you, okay? Who's the weasel here? Remember, you're going for the RNC here, the Republican National Committee here. You want to be in charge. You want to kick out Rona McDaniel because of what? She is incompetent. She's not accomplished a thing, never accountable. And, of course, her lavish spending for the RNC. Millions and millions of dollars for everything you can think of, having a great time, getting nothing accomplished, not overturning or changing anything when it comes down to election fraud and voter fraud. Incompetent. You've done nothing since you've been in there, and you still want the job. So Mike Lindell decides he wants that job. And, remember, Mike Lindell is using his own money to take down Dominion, Smartmatic, using millions and millions of dollars of his own money to take on this automated built-in fraud that stole the election in 2020. So he's using his own money. He's trying to help Donald Trump. And what does Donald Trump do? He sides with Rona McDaniel at the end here. Congratulations, Rona. You got back in. Congratulations. What a flipping weasel. That's a weasel. That's a phony. I would not bat for this guy. I have no understanding the bedfellows in politics. I really do not. I don't understand it. It reminds me of the WWF, the fighters, a bunch of badasses. I'm going to kick your ass. And they just act so big and bad on TV with the gravelly voices. And they get in the rings, and it's already scripted who's going to win the match. And at the end of the day here, they're at the bar down the street here, sucking down brews, eating peanuts and whatever, having a great time. And they're the best of friends. It's all for show. This is why I don't like politics. This is why I don't like politicians generally. I don't like them. I don't trust most of them. I don't, flat out. So I think it's comical here. This he's like, oh, Donald Trump's the man for this job. He just crapped on you, Mike. He didn't bat for you. Had he bat? He claims that every time he steps in and bats for somebody that they win an election. He got Ron DeSantis elected. He claims to be the one to get Ron DeSantis elected. I think Ron DeSantis got himself elected on his own background, his own experience, his own accomplishments, not you, Mr. Orange Hair, standing there behind him and said, this is the man. I don't look at one person to tell me who to vote for, and most of us don't. I look at a track record. So DeSantis would get my vote. On a track record, not because somebody supports him. And then, of course, after Mike Lindell gets done slamming Ron DeSantis, he pulls out these damn pillows and does an advertising pitch on his new pillows here on the War Room with Steve Bannon. I'm sorry, but that's comical. That is flat out comical. To be talking about politics and then you whip out pillows and then talk about you buy one, you get one free and all these specialties he's running. It's embarrassing. Steve Bannon is embarrassing. And by the way, have your makeup person put some makeup on you. You look like a flippin' ghost. And comb your hair. First of all, wash your hair and then comb it. You always look like you just got right out of bed and you've never shaved. What's the deal with you? You look like a fat slob on TV. You don't hold any credibility when you look like a fat slob on TV. You know, change the shirt. The sausage stain is showing. I can see it. Ugh. Drives me nuts. Drives me nuts. I do have a clip for you tonight. I wanted to talk about the truth of really what's going on in Ukraine and the Russian war here. And let's see if I can fill in some time in because we've got a break coming up in a couple minutes. 512-248-8252 if we get a quick call in. If not, I want to also talk about – I do have a clip from Colonel – gave him a raise here, General – Colonel Douglas McGregor, retired colonel. Of course, he could never say this in enlisted or he would be removed and, of course, his retirement would be taken away. But he actually goes through the Ukraine-Russian war explained fully in truth, and I like it. It's a short clip, about 15-minute clip, and he goes through everything about the truth of what you're not being told by the mainstream media and really what's going on here. And it looks very dismal. It's very dismal for the Ukraine army here and Zelensky. It looks very, very bad. But they're not going to tell you that. They're going to keep fueling this, that there's some positive, there's some light at the end of the tunnel. Yes, there's light at the end of the tunnel. That's because there's a locomotive coming this direction here. This is not looking good. $200 billion we've pissed away, plus of all our fighters, U.S. fighters, F-16s, and our tanks, and all our other armaments that we're fueling and funding this illegal war. But we're not going to have enough to defend ourselves. It's interesting that today the Chinese president is meeting with Vladimir Putin today in Moscow. And the media would tell you that China is trying to hammer out some kind of peace deal in Ukraine between Ukraine and Russia. I don't think so. As McGregor will tell you, any peace deal or withdrawal or ceasefire is not going to happen because the United States and Ukraine will reject any peace negotiations. They don't want peace. He'll go further into that explanation a little bit. The Saudis are also meeting today with Iran. Ooh, always been enemies, and now the Saudis are now meeting with the president of Iran. And then North Korea, newspaper reports, that says around 800,000 citizens have joined up to join the military ranks to defend themselves against the United States. Wow. If we got World War III coming here brewing, then we are in some deep doo-doo here because the United States teaming up with a bunch of little piss-ant countries here that we fund, we give money to just to go along our way, are not going to defeat Russia, China, North Korea, and any of the other small little countries we've bullied up on over the years. They're simply going to side with the other three and take on the United States. You're talking about a world war. This would be a short world war. All right, when we come back out of this break here, we're going to have Julie get the clip going here. Again, retired Colonel Douglas McGregor, the Ukraine-Russian war explained fully in truth. After this commercial break, stay tuned.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214. 8214, or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Doing the boards tonight. She is being she's doing our soundtrack tonight. I like to refer to our bumper music as soundtrack for the show tonight. And I let this one go a little further. Bittersweet Symphony here is because it's a good song. And it gets me in that fired up mood here to talk about what we're going to be talking about here. We've got a clip here. It's not that long. We are going to skip the bottom of the hour break. And we're going to play it. The Ukraine-Russian war explained fully in truth by retired Colonel Douglas McGregor, We start at 1:49, and we'll end this clip at 16 minutes. Let's roll that clip, Julie.
We covered several stories. There was a significant amount of foreign policy news that we did not get a chance to cover, and we have a fabulous guest to help make sense of the very confusing at times news that's happening overseas. Colonel Douglas McGregor joins us. Colonel, thank you so much for joining the program. Several topics I want to explore with you, the first of which is this news about Iran and the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia restoring diplomatic relations as it was pushed along by China, it seems, and Iran and Saudi Arabia actually seemed closer to war a couple of years ago, and there's a lot of religious reasons for that and sectarian reasons, Shia and Sunni Muslim, but it seems as if they're having restoring of diplomatic relations and China's brokering it. What's the takeaway here?
I think we need to come to the realization that for reasons of finance and economics, our grip on things is weakened. To be frank with you, the Russians have now visited with the Saudis. Now the Chinese have been to visit with them. And the Saudis are preparing, like much of the non-European world, to exit use of the dollar. They see us, frankly, as falling apart financially and economically. They don't have much confidence in our ability to protect them. And they see a better way ahead with Russia and China, both of whom have enormous influence over Iran. Much better influence over Iran than we do. So I think this is one of several steps that you're going to see in the future. Remember that China and Russia are both members of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. And the Shanghai Cooperation Organization is building a financial system that is external to ours. In other words, most of the world wants to dump the U.S. dollar. And you can see that happening in our banking sector right now. Why? Because, frankly, we're debasing their currency. Whenever they do business in dollars, we pass our debt on to them. Our debt is now, what, 33, 34 million, something, a trillion in that department. Nobody wants to do business with us anymore.
And what does it say as the kind of new, the new 21st century geopolitics is setting in, that China is now the one that is not just trying to broker deals between Iran and Saudi Arabia, but also they're the only ones talking about a ceasefire or a potential peace deal with Ukraine and Russia.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the thing that Americans don't understand, because they've been propagandized for years in the wrong direction, China is not interested in war with anybody. China is entirely about business and prosperity and self-enrichment. They are going to be the dominant power in Asia for reasons of economics and finance. It has nothing to do with military power. So they're in a position to visit with Zelensky after they visited with Putin and probably offer a deal of some kind. I suspect the Chinese will say, if you're willing to come to a new territorial arrangement with Russia, we will bankroll your restoration, your reconstruction. The problem for Zelensky is that he's entirely dependent on the cabal in Washington and the Kolomoisky and Soros and other oligarchs, if you will, in the West. So I doubt seriously he'll take the deal. But I think that's what the Chinese will ultimately do. The Chinese want desperately to build rail lines to carry commerce and commodities and services back and forth between Europe and China, Japan and Korea. Central Asia can be stable now, thanks to Russian influence and control. The problem they've got right now is Ukraine. Ukraine is in the way of that commercial traffic and that economic relationship. So they want peace desperately. They don't want war. And I think they're probably going to get it. They're just not going to get it immediately because I don't think we'll allow it.
I'd like the latest take on the details on the ground, your latest take between Russia and Ukraine. According to the Daily Mail, it says that Russia suffers deadliest day in Ukraine war as 1,090 men lose their lives. And the Daily Mail says Putin's bloodlust takes horrendous toll on his own forces with bitter battle of Bakhmut raging. What is the latest on the ground in Ukraine and how does it apply to us?
Well, all those headlines are lies, Charlie. The Russians haven't taken those heavy casualties at all. In fact, we think that the Russians have had, since the beginning of the war, somewhere between 25,000 and 30,000 dead. The exchange rate over the last few weeks has been about one Russian for every five Ukrainians. The Ukrainians have been bled white, and they're getting ready, for reasons that make absolutely no military sense, to commit more forces to Bakhmut, which has turned into an enormous ambush, if you will, for the Ukrainians. The Russians are happy for thousands of Ukrainians to pile in there so that they can be concentrated and become easy targets for artillery, rockets, missiles, drones, and so forth. There's very little direct fire between the two sides in the area because the Ukrainians have simply made themselves lucrative targets. And they've taken tremendous casualties. We think that they're up to 200,000 dead at this point. So you've just got to take anything that comes out of the Western media and quite frankly, dismiss it. They're all lies trying to bolster the Ukrainian cause because Ukraine is on its last legs. Now you have the muddy season. The muddy season followed a very, very short winter. The Russians opted not to attack in the winter because they just didn't get the hard freeze all over Ukraine that they need for hundreds of thousands of troops to advance. So they've decided to sit back, and the Ukrainians continue to come to them, which makes it easy for them to kill the Ukrainians. Ukrainians have become pop-up targets. And at the same time, you've got this terrible mud, and the black earth in Ukraine is 10 to 15 feet deep. Wow. So you're talking about a mud pit in which tanks and trucks and anything, frankly, on the ground that moves will just sink to the bottom. So there's nothing going to happen in terms of major offensive operations from the Russian side until the mud dries out. That'll take another month or two.
So I said, I conveyed a similar opinion to what you just said to a neoliberal, neoconservative recently. And he asked me this question, and I didn't have a great response. He said, well, then how come there has not been more territorial gains by the Russians if the Russians are dominating? How would you respond to that?
Well, the Russians control territory that constitutes 90% of gross national product in Ukraine. They now control all the key resources, coal, iron, even agriculturally, they've got some great territory, but most of it is manufacturing. What Ukraine has for a scientific industrial base, anything that is worth holding on to, the Russians have already got. They can take the rest of it when the ground dries out, if that's what they decide to do. And the area they're sitting on top of is traditionally Russian. The population there is in Russian. In fact, the Ukrainians have complained bitterly in Bakhmut about the fact that the Russian people there are continually informing the Russians as to their location. And one of the reasons the battles in the Donbas have taken so long to fight is that the Russians have declined to use their conventional weapons of mass destruction, the thermobaric warheads on their heavy rocket artillery. If they did that, the battles would be over within a day or two. But they've got thousands of Russian citizens, Russian speakers, who live in Ukraine in those areas, and they're not willing to kill them. So the Ukrainians have naturally tried to get close to the Russian speakers. That hasn't worked out very well for them because they tell the Russians where they are. The Russians come in. It's long and arduous, but eventually they kill them and drive them out.
You don't hear that on the Western media. That is for certain.
You got to remember, Charlie, Putin is evil. Anything he does is evil. Russians are bad. It's all nonsense. And when we finally get to the truth, we're going to find out that the only serious war crimes committed in this war were committed by Ukrainians against Russians and against the civil population. I mean, the situation in Iran, in Ukraine is really desperate. I mean, you're now dragging in boys and women to fill the slots that young men formerly filled. He's got very few reserves left of able-bodied men. His generals keep telling him to pull out of this, but he keeps feeding the meat grinder. And if you're willing to come and impale yourself on the Russian defenses, there's not much incentive for the Russians to move. Why not wipe out the Ukrainian army, what's left of it? By the time the spring rolls around, there'll be almost nothing left. And I think that's where we are. Now you're talking about blackouts everywhere all over Ukraine. The whole energy sector is being destroyed. There's almost no air defense left, which means the Russians can use whatever they want, aircraft, missiles, at will.
Colonel McGregor, the New York Times, the CIA via the New York Times says they didn't bomb the Nord Stream pipeline. With all your experience, who do you think bombed the Nord Stream pipeline?
Well, you know, I'm told that Santa Claus and the Good Fairy died in the same car crash that killed Santa Claus and a whole host of other fictional characters. Look, the idea that a private boat, a yacht, sailed with very dangerous and volatile explosives into the Baltic and somehow or another magically found the spot and sent divers down on their own to do this damage, and they were allegedly Ukrainian, is absurd. There is no Ukrainian naval capability. There's no naval capability in the Baltic other than American or potentially British capability, with some exceptions with the Norwegians and Swedes that could do this. We did it. Cy Hirsch told the truth. And I'm sure that 95% of everything he said was accurate. He may have gotten some minor details wrong, but there's no question about it. Cy Hirsch is right.
The intelligence agencies do this via the New York Times, where they say something. They do this all the time. Can you just kind of talk a little bit about this, where they say something where they try to mislead you, but technically, if in many years from now declassified documents come out, they can say that, well, we told you that it was a force close to Ukrainian forces, but it's the way that they could deny it. I mean, they're just lying by other means.
Well, look, Charlie, everything that is being told to the American people and the Europeans in the West about the Ukraine war has been largely fictional. There's a very little truth in any of it. I mean, that was the point that I was trying to make when we last spoke. The Nord Stream problem is very much the same. Remember that initially the answer was, oh, well, the Russians must have done it to themselves. That was dropped. That went nowhere. And now it's the mysterious elements of the non-existent Ukrainian Navy in civilian attire went out and did it. That's absurd nonsense. The whole narrative for this war is nonsense. People don't understand how much they've been lied to, but this is helpful. The bad news is the Russians know the truth, and we effectively executed or committed an act of war against Russia, but we also committed an act of war against Germany. The German population is quietly enraged, and it's going to be very difficult for the Germans to stay with us much longer, whether it's NATO or it's this phony war with Russia in Ukraine. Everyone is sick of it in Europe. The governments haven't changed yet, but when they go down, that'll be the end of all the nonsense.
Quietly enraged. That usually doesn't go well when the German people, you know, get quietly enraged. History tells us that. So kind of in closing here, what is your prediction then of the next year of how things end up getting resolved in the Ukrainian-Russian dispute? How do you see this playing out?
Well, the first thing, Charlie, is that what's happened with the Silicon Valley Bank is going to spread to other banks. Our national sovereign debt is finally going to come crashing down on our heads. We're going to watch our currency debased. We'll see an attempt to ratchet interest rates down to come through this. None of it's going to work. We're going to be bankrupt. We're going to have to default. As this happens, it's going to be impossible for us to sustain the level of support that has kept Ukraine alive, at least to the Ukrainian forces fighting against the Russians. That's why I think Xi's visit is important. And remember that China, Russia, India, increasingly Brazil, all of the Central Asian states, parts of Southeast Asia, are all exiting the financial system that we dominate and control. Everyone is getting away from our debt. And, excuse me, these countries are now pegging their currency to gold. And that's something we cannot do. So we're about to enter into an entirely new world. Within a year, the world that you see today won't exist anymore.
I just hope it's not a brave new world. Colonel Douglas McGrether, thank you so much.
Sure.
Excellent clip. Excellent clip. Again, the clip is called The Ukraine-Russian War Explained Fully in Truth by retired Colonel Douglas McGrether. And Julie is going to post that on the website of RBN for you to watch. It goes a little further into that also. But, you know, beginning of the clip itself, what we're seeing here is an economic war in reversal. Now, you remember the United States. How many countries did they sanction? Well, they went after Russia. They went after China, North Korea. Sanctions, 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 which is economic war on these countries. Well, now, guess what? the world is pulling away from our dollar, our own currency here. It is falling. They know it's falling. They know it's failing. The economic collapse is coming. Anybody holding notes from the United States is going to be holding monopoly money before long. And so the world is firing back at the United States through economics. They are pulling away from doing any business with the United States using our collapsing dollar. Wow. Is that called karma or what? Sanctions you put on other people, and now guess what? Your dollar is collapsing, your banks are failing, and they're getting the last laugh on you on this one here. Good stuff. 1 in 5, the ratio 1 in 5. I found that quite interesting. For every 1 Russian that is killed, 5 Ukrainians are killed. They are depleting the numbers. Over 250,000 already dead, supposedly. Russia controlling, I thought this was interesting, Russia controlling 90% of those industries that boost the gross domestic product, the GDP. Now, that's pretty much, in a nutshell, your winning hand right there. You're controlling 90% of those industries that are boosting your GDP, your gross domestic product. That's a huge winner. Talking about the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, that's pretty funny stuff. Yes, the Russians blew up their own pipeline. This was done by the United States. Thank God for journalists like Seymour Hersh to point out that the United States was behind this. Ukrainian Navy, there's no such thing. A civilian Ukrainian Patty, Naui dive group in a boat going down to place explosives, not going to happen. It's quite comical to even think about trying to pass that one off, that civilians got in a boat with explosives and carried out this big mission here to blow up the pipeline. But the actual blowing up of the Nord Stream 2 pipeline is an act of war on Russia and Germany. I thought it was interesting to use the word silently enraged Germany. Really? I don't know about that. We don't get the truth through our mainstream media. I don't think they're quite silent. I just don't think the mainstream media is actually going to bring you the footage of German people in the streets saying, I'm freezing my ass off because the pipeline was blowing up and we have no gas to run our heaters or anything else here. We are dependent on this fuel source. And I don't think they're silently enraged. I think they probably are enraged. You're simply not going to receive that through the mainstream media. But it's a great clip. Again, it's going to be posted at the RBN website. Why has it taken so long to gather more territory in the Donbass and control that region? I understand that rationale. It makes perfect sense to me. The Russian government is not willing to do the shock and awe that the United States does. Remember during the Gulf War, there the shock and awe. Oh my gosh, look at this! You know, the firestorm in the nights here, blowing up buildings. They're not willing to do that, and it makes perfect sense to me because there's still Russian citizens there, and they don't want to kill their own Russian citizens. You don't save the city, destroy the city to save the city. I think I can't remember who actually first said that. But no, you don't do that. So they are trying to spare the death of their own Russian citizens in order to take that area there, the Donbass. So this is the greatest clip. This is the best clip I've seen in a while. I've been following retired Colonel Douglas McGregor for a while. And I think when it comes down to bringing you the truth on what's really going on militarily wise, anywhere in the country, in the world, I think this is the guy to go to. And I simply hope that he is safe and doesn't have an unexpected accident, slip on a banana peel and break his neck. You know how that goes. Those mysterious deaths. The guy is truthful. He's doing a great job. And I will continue to follow him and bring more clips to RBN when I find them, when it tells out explicitly how the what the truth really is. So this was a good clip to play. Again, it will be on the RBN website, so check that out and send that off to anybody else who doesn't quite understand what's going on. they don't quite understand. Now, I do understand that the ICC, the International Criminal Court, today, I think it was today, have charged Vladimir Putin with war crimes. Yeah, let's forget all about Zelensky bombing the hell and killing all those people, those Russian citizens in the Donbass. Those Nazis get away with it. And again, Vladimir Putin is the bad guy. Everything Putin is bad. Everything is China is bad. Everything that is North Korea is bad. We have our three villains, and we haven't thrown anything at Iran in a while, but I think that's coming soon. It's coming soon because Iran now is talking to the Saudi government here. So something, they're cooking something up. I think what's happening here is that all these countries are saying, first of all, we're pulling away from the fiat currency. No more petrodollar. We're going to punish you through your own economics. And they're also finding ways to come together, unify in the event that the United States decides to target any one of these countries, maybe the small countries, to pull the attention away from their own economic collapse here. So we'll see. I've got a caller coming in here, and let's talk to Francis in North Carolina. Welcome, Francis.
Hey, young man. There you are.
Yep, I'm here.
One thing is for certain. Having heard that snippet of audio that you had just did, explains a lot. Because, quite frankly, what I derive from it is that the only reason that the Chinese are struggling to get a successful transportation mode going from one area to another to conduct commerce is being hindered by one administration in another country, which happens to be Ukraine, which is creating a stumbling block. Basically, the impression I've had from the beginning is that, oh, well, Zelensky is trying to protect his own or whatever from Putin, the big bad dog or whatever, and so forth. And come to find out, it has nothing to do with that. Absolutely nothing. Zelensky is showing his backside and actually creating a stumbling block for people in another country, such as China or any other Asian country for that matter, over there, and creating a stumbling block. Which apparently they're very well aware of what they're doing and why. But now going and using not young men, but young children in military actions, that is reprehensible. You're talking about children that are not even wet behind the ears, for that matter. And yet they're going to take an issue, a arrest warrant for Putin? Excuse me?
I know.
I mean, that's a complete joke and hypocritical of the international court.
Oh, yeah.
So the question is, who paid off the international court to do that maneuver?
That's a good question. Well, I would assume just like NATO and all these other agencies here, international agencies are controlled by the United States is money and the influence there. The international courts. I mean, think about it. I mean, what did we ever hear about anybody getting arrested, any trials going on for Abu Ghraib and the torture prisons at the United States? We never heard anything about that. No, right.
I mean,
we never heard about it. We got away with it.
Well, the administration's got away with it, not the people.
No.
The people were abhorred. They were horrified and mentally tormented over learning about what happened during those administrative years back long ago with Abu Ghraib, Guantanamo Bay, and so forth and so on ad nauseum. And believe me, I recall because I protested at the nearest capital with a bunch of other people about what was going on with that fiasco. And so what's going on now almost puts me in mind of like a replay of what happened then, in a manner of speaking. And it's reprehensible.
Well, it's an old double standard here. Do as I say, not as I do. And it seems to apply to about everything. I mean, not only applies to this situation, what is a war crime, what's not a war crime. We do it, it's not a war crime. They do it, it's a war crime. If Donald Trump pays hush money to Stormy Daniels to stop something that's doesn't look too good, that's bad. If Bill Clinton does it, it's okay. It's that double standard, you know.
Well, a double standard is so worn out, like an old shoe. It's not even silly. It needs to be trashed or burnt better, for that matter. Right. So I'm fed up with, I'm hearing the stuff, good, but having to happen to think about it is horrendously absurd because it's a waste of energy, but these people are the parasites. These people are the bloody vampires that are feeding off everyone's energy, for that matter. Yeah. And the funny thing is, they're getting a pocket layer for doing it.
Yeah.
Now, what is wrong with this picture? Billions of dollars being shoveled this way and that way to no end, and yet you got major inflation here in the U.S. states, for that matter.
Well, Francis, wouldn't you love to know, wouldn't you like to do a forensic audit and find out in Congress who holds stocks? Who holds stocks in the war machine? Who holds the stock to allow these things to continue on to escalate to more war? Who owns the stocks? Who's making the money off this war?
Hang.
Okay, appreciate it.
Which will conclusively prove George Soros' role in orchestrating the pandemic. But first, dear patriots, the truth train has brought us a conspiracy in our own backyard. Now, you may think you know the story.
Now, it's like I always say, there's a whole lot of bullshit out there. So I'd like to give Soros, Pelosi, the Zionists, the Mexican, the snowflakes,
Stay strong, truth tellers. Stay strong.
And we'll rock till the break of dawn. This feels like heaven. Just you and me. This feels like heaven.
You're listening to RBN, In Defense of the Republic.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee that's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Got me banging my head here. That was a good one there, Julie. Let's go back and talk to Francis in North Carolina. Francis, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here, just along with the head banging. Good figure. Hats off to you, gal. No, just two quick thoughts. One, yeah. It would be really interesting to do a forensic analysis of, as you worded it, which I cannot do justice to it, of where the financial scenario is coming from, brewed by, and whatever have you. It would be really fascinating. Of course,
it should actually—it actually should be law that nobody in Congress should be profiting from the bills they pass. And if they sign on to a declaration of war, they should not be profiting from it. It should be a law. It should be a law.
Well, you would think, especially since the only party that should be dealing with saying, okay, you can go to war, would be Congress, not some person that decided to declare their own self as being the dictator. Aside from that issue, I'm almost, from the sound of all this, I have one thought going through my head in brief, is that I'm hearing the thought of, and now for the rest of the story.
Yeah.
And that was from a line from Paul Harvey when he was here.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of people that are very young right now won't have a clue unless they look it up on their toy as to who Paul Harvey is. For folks that are above a certain age, they know exactly who I'm talking about. And he was very whimsical about his commentary. He has, he was very pointful, poignant, and yet he would let you know what the final synopsis was. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So that's what's going through my head at the moment. And with that, I'll have lime, coconut, and pineapple macaroni and all the variants.
You do that. Have one for me too. I'm still alcohol free. I'm still alcohol free right now, and I don't like that, but I'm caffeine free and alcohol free right now for a while. We'll see.
Not a problem. Just remember one thing. You're clearing yourself. You're healing yourself.
I am healing
later,
myself.
Fella.
I am healing. Speaking of healing myself, I received two emails today on my protocols, and I know the flu season is over, as far as I know it is, unless they re-kick it back out there again. But my protocols are also good for allergies and pollen and ragweed and stuff like that. So if you're interested in these sinus irrigation flushes that I use, they're great through the summer, too. They're great through the fall. And again, for the allergy season, if you suffer from allergies, then you can probably benefit from my protocols from the sinus irrigation one. So just contact me at my email. That's offthebeatenpathsteve@gmail.com. I'm happy to send that over to you. I sent a couple off today, and I assume that's what's coming up for them. That spring season, first day of spring is today, and before long, it will have the pollen season here upon us. So the growing season. Time to flush out those sinuses. I'm lucky I never had that problem. I'm very thankful for not having that issue. But if you're interested, again, just contact me at my email, offthebeatenpathsteve@gmail.com, and I'll have to send those over to you. We've got Ron McDonald coming up here in a couple minutes from the Redwoods there. Looking forward to talking to Ron. Stay tuned. Second hour coming up, National Intel Report.
To lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad. We must take America back. We need fairness, rules, and more things made in USA. It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America back.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules. Like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.